Well, guys, it's a tough time this time of year. People get lonely. It's the holidays, and that sometimes leads you to reaching out, maybe on the internet, maybe on a message board. And what I brought to you today,
maybe at a strip club.
Never know. Are those messages? So what I want to do here is this is called missed connections. These can be people that maybe ran into somebody they thought was beautiful but didn't have the guts to say something to them in person. Maybe a long lost friend that they've lost contact with. And what they do is they'll go on Craigslist, post a posting, maybe have a name or two in there. And honestly, with the crop I have today, I think there's a few that we can help with.
Okay.
I can't believe Craigslist is still cooking.
It is kicking.
Dude. Really? Probably not as much as it used to.
Have y'all ever done anything on Craigslist?
I've bought an amp on Craigslist before.
Did you meet the guy at a Costco or something? Or?
Yeah, I think it was at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
See, we've moved to the Facebook marketplace mostly for our
That's the sound of the amp made when I plugged it in. So let's see what this sounds like.
Still works. Here's a test.
The guy's looking at you like, what is this guy doing?
That's all right. I just want to...
Farting into an amp.
You want to plug something in? No. I got this.
I got it. I'll take it.
Wrap it up.
It's mine.
Sounds great.
All right. So let's start off with something familiar. And I just want your guys' advice for this person. Or maybe we can just give them the platform and they can find their person. So this is an event staff worker at a Cowboys game. Okay, you are an event staff worker at the Cowboys Seahawks section game, section C-132, row 22. I super enjoyed talking to you, and you are beautiful. You put your arm around me and sang a song with me. I know it's you. I wanted to ask for your number, but was just too shy. So was this man about to pick up the event staff worker at the Cowboys?
No way.
Or was she maybe...
That's the daddy.
Just doing her job.
Was Daddy covering that game for us?
So
actually, he was.
So what's
you
the
go
advantage?
To Craigslist?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Right.
So he's just praying that she's going to see this and go, that was me, and then answer
no
it,
way.
And it's going to be love.
It's
right.
Well known that
like,
Dallas
no
Cowboys event
it.
Workers frequent Craigslist.
Exactly.
Is he shooting a shot though? Like everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, all of it
has to, right?
You're not just going to Craigslist.
Right. You got to be scatter shooting that, right?
But if you got a name, then you could look up on social media. But if you didn't, I guess that's the only place you can go. Like, look, I've been nervous to shoot my shot plenty of times.
Yeah, I never.
But
shot.
It's just like once it's over, you're done.
Well, not with Craigslist missed connections. And sometimes you can maybe you miss out on a job opportunity. So this is one I think that maybe somebody here in the room could probably help with. Looking for George. We have George.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
George, I emailed you last June about a position you offered me. I wasn't able to accept it at that time because I was too busy with my other work. You were in Plano and you remarked that you were impressed with my writing quality and my messages to you. Since then, I'm again available. This is the only way I can try and reach you since I no longer have your contact information. If you see this, please let me know if you are still in need of my services.
That's the only way?
Sounds like we're not talking about writing here.
I was going to say, is that all euphemistic for sex?
Gotta be.
I don't know.
On Craigslist.
Yeah.
No.
Different kind of job.
Yeah.
And what's that, Baldy?
I don't know.
So he would know who the guy was professionally.
Right.
He wouldn't have to reach out to him on Craigslist.
Right. How did you lose the contact info? If it's a job, then you know exactly where they are and what the company is.
Even in this guy, the cowboy guy, if he was thinking the whole time during that cowboy game, man, I can't believe, and he's probably looking at her half the game. The only way I can find this girl is Craigslist. Like, what's the harm in walking up to someone and being like, hey, can I get your email? Or Instagram, or Snap, whatever.
But
that's what all people
thing,
do.
Though, I know that was maybe our generation. People, I think, have a hard time doing that now. They're used to texting that to someone or
the social aspect is not there.
The social aspect, we're all socially inept now.
Let me tell you, man, you don't know the fear of absolute rejection. That's real.
Yeah.
Just even if you have the gumption to go and even say something, your thought is, what if she says no? And then how you're going to feel the rest of the game? Let's say you do it in the first quarter. Hey, can I get your number? No, you can't. And you You're sitting there the whole time like you're bummed because you got rejected.
Yeah.
You got mutomboed.
Dude, the most nervous I've ever been in my life still to this day was asking the girl that I eventually went to prom with.
Yes.
To prom. Like, I was... And she knew. She knew I was... Because everybody know. You know, you get the girls know. Like, oh, you're going to ask her. And I remember sitting with her for like 20 minutes before I could even ask. And it was the worst small talk conversation ever leading up to it. I'd be like...
terrible.
Yeah.
I Boomer know. Sooner?
Dude.
No, it doesn't matter. In
you're
same
shaking.
Thing. I was a freshman. She was a sophomore. And this is when I lived in a small town. So you could just dial four numbers and get someone's... So I said, I'm going to call her. I'm going to ask her to homecoming. I'm not going to be a chicken. I pass her in the hallway every day. I think she's awesome. Called her. Brrr, hello. Hang up. And then all of a sudden the phone rang. Hello? Yeah, did you just call me? Nope.
God! How did she know?
I don't know.
They didn't have Star 69.
No.
They had something then where she... Yeah, because I heard through her friends, she knew it was you that called. And
what, if you only had to dial four numbers, only like five people had phones back in your town.
You got a 1 in 25 chance?
I know.
Did you fart in an amp and she heard it? She recognized it?
That's George. To be George.
I just hung up.
So nervous.
But then I did find out through different circles she would have said yes. But now she won't because she thinks I'm a creep.
So you never did ask her?
No.
Oh.
I just sat in the corner and just acted like it didn't happen.
It's the worst.
It's terrible.
Dudes are so stupid.
And the thing is, girls, they want you. Like, that girl wanted you to ask.
Yeah, she wanted a date to homecoming. She thought I was passable, at least.
Right, yeah.
That's about
Which
all.
Couldn't
I
do
would
it.
Even say myself I was on below passable.
But let's go find her now. You're the big man now. You're Moose. Call
That's
up.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, call up right now. Just find that number.
I have another one. I have another one that we might be able to, one last one.
Assist with.
Okay, Travis.
I have two more, Tyler. This one is whip related. Amber, you could have had better. I would have loved you better and in more ways than anyone on this planet. Signed, Justin.
Why are you posting that on Craigslist? I don't understand.
Why don't you call Amber?
Don't get it.
Call Amber.
Are these old people?
No.
I don't think so.
But it's Craigslist.
I know. These are younger, under 35 probably, who think that's the only...
Yeah, I don't know the...
Again, between Snapchat and Instagram and all this stuff that's out there, you choose
there
Craigslist.
Too.
If you're desperate enough to use Craigslist, you don't have Snapchat or anything else like that.
Right. Or you have all... I think it's a scatter shooting thing. They're doing it on all of them. Very last one, and I know we can help out with this. Let's get to one really
quick. Okay, Travis.
Yeah, we got it, Travis.
Lost contact with my gym bro. Looking for Mino. My old gym bro.
Mm-hmm.
We used to work out together until I changed gyms. I got a new phone and lost all my numbers. We had great workouts together. Even better after the gym. Those soccer legs kept me going.
David Mino.
Now, we know Mino's got kind of stencil legs, so it's not him.
Yeah, there's no way those are soccer legs.
No, not any chance at all. But
how many Minos can there be?
Yeah.
Could it be Daddy Mino? The captain?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, too many dads involved in the show
now. Fair enough.
He's sweating his ass off right now. Please don't let Lady Mino be listening to this. Again.
That's so odd, man. Just even in the point of before social media and all that. Like, you feel like that's the time to do it, but just what you're saying there just doesn't make any sense.
So if
like,
you
who's
were...
going to just look down and go, oh
me.
I'm Mino. That's me. Let me get in touch
Has
with
that
them.
Ever worked? Like, if you, like...
I don't get it.
The aforementioned small town, like, if there's small town newspaper, which every one of them has, if you posted something in there, odds are that someone is going to see it and get that message across. But you're on Craigslist, which is not local.
I mean, it is. So
it's
you have...
a Dallas category.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're within your own category. Okay. And yeah.
But still... None of these can work.
That's what I heard.
None of these can work.
You want to hear one more dad-related stripper thing?
Yeah. I booked my dad, by the way, whenever you guys
you
want
did?
To do that.
Yes. Okay. So the first Dunham & Miller Open, Junior and I had very little control over it. And our sales staff then would sell anything. And you played in it, Corby.
Yeah.
We had strippers on the course. We didn't know we were going to have them on the course, but they were on the course.
Yeah.
And they were... supposedly raising money if you wanted them to tee up your golf ball for you.
Yep. I remember
so
this.
So I saw this happening, and I was like, oh my gosh, my dad's playing today. Well, I find out later from my friends who played with my dad that the stripper said to my dad, I'll tee up your golf ball for $5. And my dad said, what will you do for 10?
Oh, no! I know what my dad would do.
My dad said that.
Go to your happy place.
Nice.
Your dad's a baller.
He was.
Hell yeah.
He was a baller.